Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're part of a smaller, mid-sized organization, there's a high likelihood that you've used QuickBooks to help get to where you are today. But the question is, can QuickBooks help you get to where you want to go in the future? And that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And as we often see with small and mid-sized and high-growth organizations, they oftentimes lean on QuickBooks or leverage QuickBooks as their first accounting or financial system. And chances are it works great when you're a smaller organization with 5 or 10 or 20 employees. But as you grow and become more complex and more diverse, oftentimes organizations find that they've outgrown QuickBooks and they start to look elsewhere for other opportunities to improve their business processes and their automation. So what I want to talk about today are, what are some of the technologies you can be thinking about? How do we go through the process of looking at potential options to replace QuickBooks, and what are those options that might help us? So the first thing to look at, and the first dynamic that we often see with these smaller, high-growth organizations, is that when they first start the organization, when they are a lot smaller, they can usually use the capability of QuickBooks to help improve their spreadsheets or their paper-based processes, and it works fine. But then the financial processes get more complex. You start adding more transactions, your period end close becomes more complex, your reporting needs becomes more complex, you start getting into more sophisticated product costing or project-based costing, things of that nature that really stress the limits of QuickBooks. And that's oftentimes one of the first areas where organizations start to see pressure. So there's a couple options here. If you are focused on the financial and accounting aspect of your organization, there's a lot of other systems out there that are more robust, more complex, and more sophisticated to help you grow and scale your finance and accounting function. So for example, you have accounting software such as NetSuite or Microsoft Dynamics is two common examples for smaller organizations that can be a nice step up from where you are today with QuickBooks. And the beauty of those two solutions and other ERP-based solutions or enterprise resource planning solutions is that they not only can help you with finance and accounting, but they can also help you with other parts of your business as well. And I'll talk about those points here throughout the rest of this video. Another common pain point or challenge that growing organizations face is the whole aspect of inventory management. Now, QuickBooks does allow you to manage inventory. You can track inventory in QuickBooks, but it's fairly limited in what you can and can't do. As you start to open more distribution centers or more manufacturing shop floors, or as you expand the number of SKUs that you have and number of products that you offer to different types of customers, chances are that you're going to outgrow the capabilities of the inventory management capability within QuickBooks. So then the question becomes, what other types of technologies can help us fix that part of our business? And if inventory management is one of your main concerns, especially if it's also in conjunction with the financial and accounting concerns that I mentioned before, again, potential enterprise resource planning or ERP systems are a great place to start. In addition to systems like NetSuite, Microsoft Dynamics, you also have SAP Business One. If you're a manufacturer, you might look at Epicor or Infor as common systems that can help mid-size organizations handle inventory management better. And those are just a few examples. And by the way, if you're looking for rankings of different types of ERP systems and different types of industries and environments, I highly encourage you to check out our 2021 Digital Transformation Report. And I've included a link to that below. And in that report, you'll find a bunch of rankings and reviews of different ERP systems in the marketplace. And these are independent, objective reviews that our team has done. So when you're looking at inventory management, really look at potential opportunities to automate those areas in a way that gives you more sophisticated inventory management capabilities than what you might have with QuickBooks.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia. Our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another common pain point for growing organizations is e-commerce, especially if you're in retail and distribution or if you're selling direct to consumer or direct to other businesses. E-commerce capabilities is one area where other types of technologies can help you really grow outside of what QuickBooks was designed to do. Now, there's two different paths you can take here. There's your standalone e-commerce systems like Shopify, which is a very common one that is meant just to handle e-commerce. But there's also your ERP systems, as I mentioned before, broader systems that can handle not only e-commerce, but they also handle financials, inventory management, and other aspects of your business. So if e-commerce is important to you, even if you're not a retailer, even if you're not selling direct to consumer, it may be that e-commerce can be a great way to help you provide a better customer experience and help you sell more even to other businesses or other organizations if you're not selling direct to consumers. So think about e-commerce as one other area that you want to evaluate as you look at potential replacements for your QuickBooks solution. Now, in addition to the areas we've talked about so far, there's a whole host of other functions within your organization that might benefit from other types of technology that QuickBooks is not able to help you with. So for example, if you're a manufacturer, manufacturing-based business processes are something that can be critical in making sure that you can track inventory, track work in progress, track design of different products. If you're a make-to-order manufacturer, it helps you track the way those products are going to be built. If you're make-to-stock, it helps you forecast demand and figure out how much you should be producing. But even if you're not a manufacturer, there's other areas you might be thinking about. If you're a sales-driven organization or if you have a sales staff, you might be thinking about Salesforce automation or customer relationship management, which is also known as CRM software. Those are a certain category of technologies that can help you automate your sales processes, help you track your pipeline, help you track customer service that you're providing to your potential and current customers. So that's where examples like Salesforce CRM come into play. But you also have other types of customer service types of systems like ServiceNow, which can help you provide a better customer experience and help you track contacts that you have with your customers. So those are just two of many examples of ways that you could automate your CRM or your sales or customer service processes. Another example is supply chain management. If you're buying products overseas or from other manufacturers, or if you're tracking logistics and inventory throughout the world or throughout your supply chain, there is standalone supply chain management systems like Blue Yonder and Manhattan Associates that just do supply chain management. And then of course, as mentioned before, you also have your ERP options, which provide broader capabilities, including supply chain. And then finally, if you're a growing organization, chances are you're starting to think more about HR and human capital management. So there's technologies out there that really hone in on the human capital management aspect of things. So Workday is probably the most popular one we see, but you also have SuccessFactors and UltiPro and other types of HCM or human capital management technologies to help you track candidates, to help you track the onboarding process, training, performance reviews, all that stuff that consumes that entire process of identifying resources, hiring them, and then managing them throughout their lifecycle with your organization. So HCM, again, could also be a standalone system like a Workday or UltiPro, but it could also be a module within a broader ERP system as well. So I provided a bunch of options here and a bunch of ideas on different types of technologies that you could think about as far as replacing QuickBooks. Now, how do you find the right solution for you? And I wish I could tell you there's a simple answer, or there's a best answer for you. But the reality is that every growing organization has different needs and different priorities. So the key is to really objectively look at and evaluate your different options, prioritize your different options, and figure out which one best meets your needs, best meets your budget, your risk profile, your desired future state, all that stuff. And to provide more information on that, I've included some resources and links below that I hope will help you in your evaluation process, even if it's just educating yourself on potential systems that are out there. So I encourage you to check out some of the links below. for more information. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.